Okay. Hi. It's me. No names. You know who I am. You've known me a long time. But things are different between us now, though. You just don't know it yet. So, I want you to do something for me. Call it a favor if you want. I only want you to listen to the rest of this message if you're sitting next to your wife. I want you to hear this with your wife in the room with you, preferably right beside you, in bed would be ideal. Okay, so, just stop here and come back later when you're relaxed. Maybe you can listen with headphones while you pretend to work on your laptop or something. Just a little idea. Okay. That's one, two. I think that's enough time. So, by now, if I'm guessing right, it should be later at night. You have some willpower and you're a stand-up guy, so I bet you did what I asked. But even if you didn't, I'm still leaving you this message. It's a big risk. For both of us, really, but mostly me, and I'm not just talking about the fact that I'm leaving this in a Lowe's parking lot, but I can never say these things to your face. I know you think I'm kind of forward and funny and outgoing, but I still get nervous and awkward around you. See it. I know you see it. Never make fun of me for it, which I really appreciate. But anyway, I'm going to start by telling you something I haven't shared with you before. Nothing scandalous. I mean, not really, so don't worry. It was at your wife's bachelorette party. It was fine. A little wild, but nothing too serious. Anyway, when I was about 3 drinks in, I had enough courage to have a serious talk with her. I told her face to face that she was so lucky to have you, and that as her friend, the best advice I could give her was to do everything she could to make you happy and keep you happy. But she hasn't done that. I know, and I'm sorry. I feel bad about it. I really tried to get her to do better, but, well, we'll talk about that in a sec, okay? Anyway, I told her the truth. I told her that I was always attracted to you, that I had a thing for you, and that it wasn't going away anytime soon. I told her that if she didn't take good care of you, or if she left you, I would be there in a hot second to do whatever it took to make you mine. I know things have been chilly between you two in bed. I gave her advice, tried to get her to see things the right way, but really, I think she's just looking for something new, if you can believe it. She wants a stable, long-term relationship, but she's not willing to put in the work. I'm not saying she's cheating or anything, but I have to be honest. She's mentioned separating or getting a divorce to me, so I'm so sorry to be bringing this up to you, but I mean, we both know that none of this is a real surprise, right? I know you've spoken about this with her, you've been a great guy, but she's just being wishy-washy, and honestly, I'm tired of hearing her whine and moan. As far as I'm concerned, I've given her months to do the right thing by you. She should either leave or start loving you the way you deserve to be loved. But since she hasn't, I'm taking things into my own hands. Maybe you think leaving a message like this is betraying her, and maybe you think it's crazy, which you could be right on both counts, but I wouldn't have done it if she would just have been a good wife to you. And if I'm crazy, it's because I'm crazy for you. I mean, you could always tell your wife about this message if you wanted to, and I would totally understand if you did. But if you've listened this far, I don't think you will. I think that it's time for you to finally have something for yourself, don't you? We know each other. I've hung out with you so much, I feel like you're one of my best friends too, and I hope you feel the same way about me. The way you make me laugh so easily, no other guy has ever done that. I swear to God, I enjoy every moment we spend together, and I always feel an aching need when you're gone. I just want your presence back in my life as soon as possible. There's the stuff you don't know about, too. The way I think about you at night and get so fucking ridiculously wet. They come so fast when I imagine it's your cock stretching my pussy out and not my fingers or my toys. I have a lot of fantasies about you. I suppose, as a sign of good faith, I should tell you about one of them. Something to think about to help you decide if you feel the same way about me. Let's see. Do you remember the first time we all went out, like a bunch of us together? You were with her, and she was just your girlfriend at the time, and me and a few other people. Yeah, we'd met, but we didn't know each other all that well yet. And we ended up sitting next to each other, and I had such a fun fucking time. I couldn't help being a little bit bitter about it later, how she got to you first, but that was petty, and I knew it. So, do you remember how she said she was going to leave because she was tired and she had to get up early? You offered to take her home even though she could have just walked. That was so nice of you and a good guy thing to do. I don't think you should have done anything differently. But sometimes I think about how things could have gone differently. Maybe you let her walk home by herself. Maybe you stayed in the bar with me. Maybe our friends went home and it was just you and me. And this is where my fantasy really starts. I'm on my fourth drink and feeling pretty bold. And why should my friend get you all to herself? I'm never this forward, but hey, there's a first time for everything, right? So, you make me laugh with one of your dumb jokes, and I catch a quick scent of your cologne, and underneath that, your scent. And suddenly I'm on fire. I reach over and grab your cock under the table, and you're already hard. I smile. You grunt, but smile back. You pay the tab, and we're suddenly leaving. I've told you what I wanted, propositioned you, and you accepted. We're laughing as we talk and walk to my place. It's not far, and you don't seem to care, so you put your arm around my waist, and I wobble a bit, only partly from being drunk, but you're strong and you keep me walking straight. We get inside and We kiss as soon as the door closes, and I feel so fucking good with you. And I know in my heart you're the one I need to make you mine. But, that's when it all starts to go wrong, too. I start to feel bad. For one thing, I'm moving too fast, and I never bring a guy home that early, and even in my fantasy, it's not okay to steal my guy, my friend's guy. So, you're firmly in the no-fly zone. But the real guilt comes when I remember how happy my friend is with you and how I'm basically stealing her boyfriend, even if you haven't been dating that long. So I put my hand to your chest and look up and say, we shouldn't. Now, in real life, I know you're a good guy, right? And you would take a deep breath and leave, and we'd never talk about it again. But this is my fantasy world, so that isn't what happens. I look up at you, feeling all bad for doing this in the first place, and feeling bad for myself that I don't get you, and feeling even worse for you since I've already worked you up. I can feel how hard you are, you know? And I expect understanding from you, but I get a cold smile. A smile that doesn't go to your eyes. And all I see there is hunger. I'm gonna touch myself now, so I hope you don't mind, but my panties just get soaked whenever I think of this part. From this point forward, I start to apologize again and again and try to sort of push you towards the door. And I know if I don't get you out of my apartment, I'll be spreading my legs for you willingly. And, you don't move. You take my hands from your chest. You're so gentle at first. It's a little disarming. But then you have your hands locked around my wrists. And I know far, far too late that you're not leaving. You're not gonna accept no as an answer. You decided to take what you want. And I'm terrified. I'm honestly afraid, even in my fantasy, that you're going to go too far and regret it and maybe hurt me or do much, much worse. But another part of me, part I am ashamed of, I get so fucking turned on. I'm proud to have done this to you. I know you're special and that if I got you so close to losing control, then you must really be into me. And it's wrong, I know. Fuck God, I know. It's wrong, but it gets me so wet and I... fuck, I'm so close already. I'm such a slut for you. So, you forced me back, and you've been to my apartment. At first, I thought you might want to bend me over the kitchen counter, right? But no, you see, even the bad version of you cares about me a little bit, and you pin my hands behind my back and spin me around so you can just push me where you want me. And I start to struggle as you force me towards my bedroom, even starting to shout a little bit. But then you put your hand around my throat and squeeze just enough to let me know that I don't stand a chance. I
that you forced me into my own bedroom, the place where I'm meant to feel the safest. And you spin me around and push me on my back, and I start to talk. First, I beg for you to stop. This isn't you. And I apologize again and again and again, and then you just don't care. You just start to unzip. You don't even take your fucking pants off. And you smile, and it's so damn smug. And I get angry. Tell you to fuck off. Tell you that I'll never give you what you want. I'll fight, and I'll tell everyone what you've done and how awful you are. And sometimes you say something then in my fantasy, but most of the time you just laugh and pull out your cock and before moving towards me. My anger turns to fear in a second, and I struggle briefly, but you force my thighs wide open. And you remember that little black skirt I was wearing that night? It was tight and a bit sheer, even. You force my legs so far apart that it rips like it's made of tissue paper. Fuck. I'm so horny for you right now. And if you were here, I would just drop on all fours in front of you and beg for you to mount me like a bitch. And you push my panties to the side. Though, sometimes in my fantasies, you tear them too. But it doesn't matter. I'm open and exposed completely. And you can see how wet and swollen I am, practically dripping onto my sheets. And I shake my head and whisper, no, no, one more time, but you're on me and forcing yourself in me. I'm so close now, baby. Just talking about you gets me so fucking close. And you're relentless, and you fuck me like I've never been fucked before, and you pound me and bruise my thighs and make me scream and hurt, and you pin my wrists over my head when you're sick of me scratching you, and you tear my blouse open and my tits practically spill out of my hole. Oh, fuck, my whole body is just shaking so much. And you won't stop, and you won't stop until you bred me. Until you've made me keep the promise I made back at the bar. And I stop struggling. I give in, and I go limp. And I let you rape me. And it's not really rape. And I'm so scared of what I'm feeling. And then you've grown so loud in my ear, and you come, and I feel you pulsing inside of me. And I come too, and I just lose every fucking part of myself feeling you just letting all of your load blast inside of my dripping cunt, breathing me so deep. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh shit. Oh my God. I never planned on coming in this message. I just needed to go in and get something from Lowe's, but I just called you, and now I am probably gonna need to get my upholstery cleaned. Fuck. Oh, God. You're so good in my fantasies, and I know that in person you'd be so much better. But this is why you really scare me. Not because you're really dangerous. I feel so safe with you. But because you can make me so wet so easily. Because without even trying, you made me love you more than I've loved any other man. Fuck. I'll act out that little fantasy with you if you want. Every bit of it, from beginning to end, or any other scenario you can fucking think of. And I mean, that's only if you want to roleplay. Even if you don't, I bet I could suck your cock way better than she ever has. So why not let yourself find out? Next time you go out for groceries or something, or on your lunch, you should just text me. Name a time and a place, and I will show up and give you the best fucking blowjob of your life. No strings attached. I'll swallow so there won't be any mess at all. Unless you want there to be. In fact, I think you know how much power you have over me now. If you want me to do anything at all, I'll do it. But I figured that a nice blowjob is a great way to start. What's more, I'll make you a deal. Let me take care of all your needs. I'll do anything you want, no matter how filthy. I know there are things she refused to do. Things she said were too degrading for her pure body. I'll do those things too. And I'll fucking enjoy them. Because it's what you want. And if your wife decides to make things right between you and really be your lover again, then I'll back off. No hard feelings. I'll be grateful for the time I've had with you. But if she doesn't, I want to be your only fucking pussy. I'll be your mistress if you want, but I'd rather be your girlfriend and maybe even eventually your wife. I know how nuts all of this must be to you, so for now, I think you should clear your head a bit. I don't want you to make any decisions you might regret, but, to calm yourself, you should step out, maybe to your bathroom, and take that wonderful, hard, manly cock of yours out and jerk off. And when you finish, I want you to imagine spraying all that thick cum all over my face and my tits. Because I know that's what I'll be thinking about tonight, with my fingers deep inside my pussy. Good night, babe. I hope to hear from you really soon.